Welcome back to JR Morning on a Thursday. And across Michigan, Kratom is being sold openly in gas stations and convenience stores, often marketed as this natural energy or wellness product. But for some families, the consequences have been devastating. Advocates say what looks harmless on the shelf can quickly lead to dependence, withdrawal, and serious health risks, sparking a growing push for legislative action in Lansing. And joining us now is Michigan policy advocate Lindsay Paulsrock, who has a deeply personal connection to this issue and is calling for urgent reform. Lindsay, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Your perspective on Kratom comes from both personal experience and policy work. How did these two worlds kind of collide for you, and when did you realize this needed to become a public issue for you?
Yeah, thank you. And that's right. It is personal in both in my career sense of being a policy advocate in Michigan, as well as what my family experienced. About 3 years ago, my only sister got extraordinarily ill, mentally and physically, in the point where our family was really in crisis. And we learned that her addiction withdrawals that she was going through and physical symptoms were from an unregulated product called Kratom. In this point in time, it was a brand called Feel Free that you can buy at any gas station. And it was unbelievable to realize that something that now up to 50 times stronger than morphine is sitting on the counters of gas stations, liquor stores, smoke shops in Michigan, and no one's doing anything about it. So at that point in time, I really dug in to do the research about what other states had done, what the feds are doing, and where we are in Michigan, and was pretty appalled. And now I'm going to talk to anyone and everyone to tell them about it, to make sure we can get something happening here.
Lindsay, Jason Rowe, thank you for being on with us this morning and sharing this story. I'd never even heard of Kratom until I read your op-ed in Bridge, Michigan a few months ago, and know that Speaker Matt Hall has been a champion and helped get legislation through the House. How is it, one, that it's not regulated, and how is it that the Senate has not passed this legislation? I know there's other Midwestern states that have banned Kratom, but you and I are both parents of teenage boys, and I'm kind of terrified to know that they would be able to go into a gas station and access something like this.
Yeah, Jason, I mean, those are great questions, but the answers are pretty unsatisfying. Number one, I'd say this isn't because people like you and I haven't heard of this. The industry's gotten really far ahead in terms of misinformation and deception. So not only that there's no awareness, but then they're often getting misinformation. Again, my sister, who eats organic and uses glass instead of plastic, you know, she was being micro-targeted as someone that would be using this as a wellness, you know, an alternative to other, to pharmaceuticals or whatever, things around natural energy, et cetera. And frankly, something like bath salts, what we know used to be in the same place on the gas station shelves and has been banned, there was a big event that happened. You know, a guy ate someone's face on bath salts, right? And then there was outrage, and it was dealt with immediately. Well, Kratom has had kind of a slower, longer burn of people suffering and dying and becoming addicted. And your question about the Senate, I don't know the answer, Jason, but I think, unfortunately, this partisan gridlock has so desensitized everyone to kind of what should be the basic mom and apple pie. Like, everyone agrees with this. This is not partisan mm-hmm. type of issue. Mm-hmm. There's complacency in just letting it sit just because the Republican House passed this bill.
Industry supporters, argue that regulation and not prohibition is the answer. And from your perspective, is there a version of regulation that would ever be strong enough to protect consumers?
I'll say this. In general, when industry shows up with some policy ideas to regulate themselves, you know, ask a lot of questions. But the reality is that this is, again, we've got products and alkaloids and now hyper concentrates that are up to 50 times stronger than morphine over the counter. And you've got a gas station attendant selling it to you, by the way, not a pharmacist. We have to take a massive pause. Could there be any redeemable qualities about Kratom and its use in the future after real studies, actual human trials? Maybe, but in the meantime, you don't just let average people walk in and legally become accidentally addicted or overdose on a product that we know enough to know is really harmful and deadly. So I think a ban is absolutely where municipalities and other states are going. It's where we need to go. I think that's it.
Well, I think it's remarkable that something as potent as this is sold over the counter. I mean, to me, it would be the kind of thing, if it has a real use to help with pain management, as the advocates of kratom have represented, you think it would be something that would be prescribed by a doctor. I don't know a lot of people that when looking for pain management go to their local mobile station to buy kratom. So it really is remarkable. I mean, you talk to legislators. You're a very respected voice in Lansing, former executive at the Detroit Chamber and business leaders of Michigan. I mean, what do legislators tell you that are not supportive of the ban or at least regulating?
Well, unfortunately, most of them who are not supportive won't talk to me. And that's a problem.
And what's that tell you? What does that tell you?
Right. And I really just urge others who have either had experience with this. I mean, this is a very hard thing for families because there's a lot of shame involved, because my poor sister tried to detox herself probably 10 times before she ever even came out and told us what was happening. Because who wants to be accidentally addicted to something at a gas station? And that's, you know, she has to now go through full heroin oxy protocols at detox at the psych hospital. I mean, that's insane, right? And so we've got to talk about it. We need more voices. It can't just be me. You know, I have a lot of friends, but not everybody likes me. That's okay. But this is kind of a fact-based stuff. But to your point, Jason, I just say there's very few arguments for keeping this stuff around. Well, it helps pain. Again, you got to see your doctor, not your gas station. Well, it helps me get off heroin. Well, it actually doesn't. And no recovery or mental health person would ever say that. You know, you end up in detox for kratom alone then. Great, you know. But lastly, well, it'll go to the black market. And I say send kratom to the black market. What is so devastating here is the access plus the deception that lulls all these people into thinking this must be okay. And it's devastating. So yeah, the Senate needs to act. This is a crisis and we don't have a lot more time.
What can listeners do to help?
Well, they can Google, contact your senator in Michigan. You'll right up there, you put in your address, it'll populate and show you who your senator is. And we've got to move forward on having hearings and actual discussions about this in the Senate. But really, it's an urgent issue. So ideally, just please contact your senator and ask them to ban kratom. And if we want to study this and the FDA wants to look at it, which right now they say it's just a bunch of warnings about how harmful it is, great. But right now, we got to put a pause button on the sickness, the addiction, and the death related to kratom in Michigan.
Michigan policy advocate Lindsay Pozrock, we appreciate you coming on, giving us this information, and hope your sister's doing better. And thank you so much for being here.
She's doing great. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, something has to be done. You shouldn't go to a gas station to get on something that gets you hooked.
I don't even know how this is hard.
Absolutely.
Shouldn't even be hard.
Mark Hollis is going to join us next to talk about the Rocket Mortgage Classic.